Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Morning, guys.
What's that?
I swear, y'all be doing everything in the cars on, like on the 405, man. People be reading from the phones, reading newspapers, reading papers.
You're sitting in traffic all day.
I see them do it while they're driving. And then
no,
I see motorcycles just go around. I'm like, oh.
Scary.
Ah.
What do you know about that, Jay? Come on, stop.
I know nothing.
Man, I'm not talking about.
Don't touch
about,
it. It's okay. Leave it alone. Don't do it to me.
Not today.
Today's not the day for it.
I'm not bothering
I don't want to talk about dying today, Key. Not today.
Who do you? I didn't say that.
Please stop.
No, that's surviving. That's not dying.
That's
a good way of looking at it.
What are you talking about?
You just said it. Why would you say it? Why would you even say it? I can't.
What a
setup. That's unbelievable.
What the worst friend of all time.
Jay, look at that. Now you're the slick one.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Learn from the best.
It is. So as you know, I'm Cliff Clavin. So there have been studies done about what creates traffic. Speaking of L.A., something like 5% of drivers create something like 80% of traffic. Because they're going too slow in the passing lane. Because like they're going the same speed as the car right next to them. And they're forcing everyone to go around them, right? But also, some absurdly high percentage. Like, I think it was over 20% of drivers on the road in L.A. are high. Right? Like, it's some absurdly... And this is going
just
back... This was true as of like 8 years ago. Who knows what that number is now? Maybe higher, right?
Yeah, that's higher. That's some fake analytics, man. That's not true.
You think it's higher?
Nope. He just called it fake news. That's going to
trigger Max. I don't think that 80% of the people, whatever you just said, what did you say?
Some absurdly high percentage of the people are not sober. I'm not talking about alcohol.
No, that's not true.
What?
That's not true.
All right.
That's some made up thing.
You ever drive, you're on the 405 or you're on the 5 or you're on the 101 key, and you look over and the person's like in the passing lane going the same speed as the other person, looking like they don't have a care in the world, lids half closed.
No,
come on.
I'm going to tell you one of the main reasons that traffic does not move fast in Los Angeles is because everything is chill. We are not in a rush to go to nowhere.
Accurate.
That's part of the problem in a lot of places is you are speeding to get to nowhere. It's just like the other day, I'm
whereas in New York, you're trying to speed just to get around the other car.
I was about to say that, Jay. Literally yesterday, I come out of the hotel and we're going to walk to go get something to eat. We come out of the hotel, and the car's turning the corner, and another car's letting people out to go into the hotel, so they're in the street. Somebody's laying on the horn, as if you don't see the people.
The worst.
Like, what are the you worst. Doing?
Laying on the horn for no reason is the worst.
It makes no
sense.
It makes, where are you going? You're not going
now,
anywhere.
Now, I will, on the flip side, here's the issue in L.A. Here's the issue in L.A. If you see a red light,
yeah.
Is that a suggestion or a command?
That is a command.
It's a command. Same thing with a green light. Drivers in L.A. When you see a green light, that's not a suggestion. You may go when
they
you choose.
Are going
that is a command.
Go.
You have to go. No, I'm sitting
go.
There.
They're
I'm sitting there behind the car.
Don't tread cautiously into the
Jay,
intersection.
Jay, I'm sitting there behind a car at a light in L.A. It turns green. One Mississippi. Two
they're
Mississippi.
Going to go.
Eventually.
What,
but there's a line of cars
offense?
Behind them that would like to go.
Stop, Max. When I came back to New York for the first time, and you were still doing First Take, and I told this story on the air, and I'll tell it again. West Side Highway, I'm coming down, I'm driving through the West Side Highway, and the light changes, and I've yet to take my foot off the brake. The light changes green. Guy lays on a horn.
Yeah.
I'm going to see him at the next light.
Right.
You're
going to be in the same place.
Same place.
Wait, you know those people that are exactly, that's key. The windows already rolled down.
Already.
He's staring at you halfway through.
Yes.
He's not even at the light
Absolutely.
Yet, waiting for your ass to put down the window.
100%.
I'm leaving my window up.
I couldn't. This is
I'm
one of the reasons I said.
I'm not putting my window down to look back at him.
One of the things I said is this is why I can't hear.
Mm.
I went literally, Max, a block.
Yeah.
The dude is in the same spot.
Now,
you
I'm
didn't
saying,
give me an opportunity to take my foot off the brake and hit the accelerator.
See, I'm not debating that point. See, that is a point
not that
taken.
You're chill in L.A. You ready to fight?
Key,
look
that's a
you.
Point taken, but I'm let's here. Face it about L.A. traffic. A
it's
lot of it is unnecessary. Like, if there's a line of cars and the thing turns green, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi.
Oh, God,
you
stop.
Realize we all trying to get somewhere?
Maybe,
not moving.
Maybe that individual's looking down at his phone. Maybe the individual's turning the music up or down. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you're in pole position
down.
There at the light, you got to go when it turns green.
Elevated. Yeah,
no, there's no need to be in a rush to go nowhere. That's part of the problem.
Back to the original
well, some people are going to work.
That's
another thing. If you live in L.A. and you actually have a job that you have to drive to, no one else seems to have a job.
Most likely, if you live in L.A. and you have a job to drive to, you probably are part owner of that company and you can take your time.
How about if you live in Cleveland?
If you live in Cleveland, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what
Brian
if you live
Windhorst
in?
Lives in. No.
Oh, I see.
Boo.
Yes.
Boo.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider. This is the that's the worst transition in the history of this
Might
show.
Might have been the best. You just weren't on game. You just weren't ready.
Speaking of traffic, fault. There's very little traffic in Cleveland, but
see,
there could be.
So many opportunities. Just miss.
Listen to Brian Windhorst. With his usual panache and showmanship. Listen to Windy talk about Cleveland and some stuff he's hearing.
I don't have a terrific feel for what the Cavs are doing. They've kept their information pretty tight. I have some speculation. There's a couple of outlandish stuff that I'm not going to say right now because I'd get in trouble.
But
I wish I could tell you more, and I know I shouldn't tease you, but there's one thing out there that I heard that just look on social media in this last week and see what you see and start going from there.
So I went on social media to look at what I could see.
What did you see?
After Windy said that on ESPN Cleveland, I saw the following from various fans, right, on social media. I saw LeBron's coming home. LeBron and Kyrie are going to meet in Cleveland. Mitchell's heading to New York. I heard a bunch of stuff. A bunch of stuff. What? Let's speculate. What do you think could possibly be when 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. I want to play the Windy sound again, 888-SAY-ESPN. You tell me some speculation. Listen to Windy.
I don't have a terrific feel for what the Cavs are doing. They've kept their information pretty tight. I have some speculation. There's a couple of outlandish stuff that I'm not going to say right now because I'd get in trouble.
But
I wish I could tell you more, and I know I shouldn't tease you, but there's one thing out there that I heard that just look on social media in this last week and see what you see and start going from there.
There is a couple of outlandish stuff, he called it. Well, let's call it things. A couple. And there's one in particular, apparently. And then he tells you to check social media. What do you Jay, what could it be? Let's do some reckless speculation. Outlandish, he said. Outlandish.
LeBron and Bronny coming to Cleveland, playing together, finishing the career.
Does that include Kyrie?
Potentially.
Ooh.
Outlandish speculation. This is outlandish speculation.
LeBron and Kyrie back together again with Bronny?
Key.
Bronny in Cleveland, LeBron in Cleveland, but because of the new collective bargaining agreement with the NBA, LeBron gets a major stake in the Cavs, Jay.
Oh, with Dan Gilbert. They reunite.
That could be the
speculation. Can you be a player owner?
No.
No, but I'm saying.
But it can be a handshake.
Yeah.
I have a handshake. I know that when the time comes,
Does Kyrie factor into your idea here? Remember when Kyrie is like, should come,
maybe.
LeBron should go to Dallas, like he wants to play with LeBron,
Donovan
but he
Mitchell
can't get
could be a Net?
Or a Knick?
Donovan Mitchell could be a Brooklyn Net. They have a lot of trade assets. A lot of stuff going around Donovan Mitchell in Brooklyn these days.
It would be a little short front court if he's on the Knicks, right? A little small in the front, in the back court.
Are you going small, man?
Calling Donovan Mitchell small. Why? Is he taller than you? What's that?
He's 6'2 and a half.
Yes, but for a shooting guard, that's not very tall.
No, he's actually 6'4.
LeBron, Draymond.
Oh, Mitchell, yeah.
LeBron, Draymond, Bronny, Kyrie.
Oh, Draymond. Ooh.
They all go to Cleveland together.
Super friends.
Darius Garland for Jaylen Brown?
Darius Garland. Ooh. That kind of works.
I don't know.
Marcus in Florida, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning to you guys, man. Kenny. Hey, I got a question, man. Key, on your whole driving real life stuff, man. I do believe what Matt says is true. If you're in pole position, my brother, you got to leave, man. It's your responsibility. Because 9 out of 10 times, what happened is if you go to honk you, you're going to leave, light turn red. Now, we all felt like, man, what's going on right now? This is crazy.
He's right. Marcus is right. You have a responsibility if you're right at the light.
It doesn't take that long, man. Y'all dudes, come on, man. It doesn't take that long. You guys are impatient.
How many Mississippis?
Yeah.
How many?
You probably get a dude 4 Mississippis.
Four Mississippis?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Two.
No.
Two max. Two's oh.
Two One max,
Mississippi,
I agree.
Two Mississippi. Let's
Number
go.
Two.
You got to. Okay, four. Just because the light turns green.
That's a command.
You got to survey the line.
One Mississippi.
Hold on.
Look left. Two Mississippi.
Now you just gave yourself too much of a pause.
What do you mean? Two Mississippis. Key, if you come to a light and it's red, do you get to decide for 2, 3, 4 Mississippis whether or not you want to stop? You must stop. And when it turns green, you must go.
I got to take a look and make sure nobody's running in front of me.
See, I got to
take a look because some fool going full speed in the intersection.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, Jay?
One right.
Go. Jay, as a receiver, he could diagnose a play and what's going on with 15 different variables. It takes him 0.2 seconds. But in a car, he can't hit the gas in 4 seconds.
Wait, the quarterback says, hike, and Key goes, 1 Mississippi. 2 Mississippi.
All right, wait, the safety's coming in from over here.
Now
I got
I'm ready to run my route.
Yeah.
Y'all are delusional.
No.
Seriously.
It's the other way around.
No.
It's not the other way around.
Jay. If you drive in L.A. on a daily basis, and this is not,
I'm saying, like your whole life.
Yeah. And it's not you and nothing like that.
Why do you keep pointing at me then?
Because I'm going to say something.
It's not you.
It's not you.
It's not you. It's not you, Jay. It's not you.
You, not you.
No.
Fools will come flying through.
Oh, yeah. Interception. Yeah. Okay.
On bikes.
You know what's messed
you
up too? The law
careful,
protects
man.
The law because it's dangerous to ride. Protects the motorcyclists to the point
you
where you might not even do anything wrong, and you could be liable.
Can you say that again? I want to write that down.
What's that?
You know, y'all reckless drivers time. Though.
If we would have just known each other 20 years ago,
between you and Jay,
good support friends.
Between you and Jay, y'all drive about 25% of the time. Because of where y'all live at.
Oh, so right.
Y'all
not, y'all in L.A., you just drive much
more.
You don't have a practice.
In
other words, in L.A.,
every day. I drive from Connecticut to New York.
But you're not driving.
First off.
Seriously.
Potato, potato.
But
seriously,
I understand what Key is saying.
You're driving about 25%.
What Key is saying is that you learn patience. If you grow up in L.A., you learn to be patient. A little too patient, in my opinion. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Dude, got a big
A lot of people want to talk about this. How much do we trust the Cowboys? And no one wants to speculate about what might be happening in Cleveland, KJM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Look who's here. None other than our good friend, Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter. What's going on, Diana?
Yo, Diana, question for you.
What do you got?
Oh. When you're at a red light.
Yes.
Okay, and the light turns green.
Yeah.
How many Mississippis do you count before you go?
Oh, I don't even get to. I'm just.
And let's say you're in the car behind the person who's at the light.
Yeah.
How long do you give him as a grace period before you hit him with the horn?
I've gotten better as I've gotten older, I feel. I think most people are distracted anyway when they're driving. No one's actually focused doing it.
Okay.
Everyone's dealing
with...
How many Mississippis?
I would probably say five.
Five Mississippis?
I am a patient young woman.
Five Mississippis?
Guys, this is gross.
I said four.
I could be where I want to go in five Mississippis.
I cannot accept this as a legit answer.
It's a great question, and because I think we're all probably in this situation consistently. Like, this happens all the time. I just figure someone is dealing with either... a baby in the car, or they're texting. Look, there's nothing more
annoying. They're dealing with having to text.
Empathy level is so high now. As a mom.
Yeah,
too,
you know, poor people.
It's a guy in the front, like, maybe, as a child.
Yes, maybe they just need a little time to themselves.
I literally just
I've been there, Jay. I just sit at stoplights. If no one's behind me, I turn the car off, shut my eyes.
If I am looking at it, I'm texting at the light, and someone honks me, because I haven't seen, because that's happened to me.
Yeah.
I apologize. My bad. And I go, right? I know it's on me. To Mississippi, then you get the horn.
Big fan of the wave, by the way, whether I'm letting you through or an apology. If you
acknowledge,
you could probably rob my entire home, but if you give me a wave after you do it, I'm like, oh, it's all good. It's all good. Thanks for the wave.
You know what else? The horn is outdated. You need different sounds depending on what you mean. Everything is like, eh, and it's like, oh, what'd I do? There needs to be a sound for like, hey, just pay attention for a second.
No, it can't be subtle, because subtle won't get your attention.
What's the sound for get off your phone? What should that be?
Well, first of all, you said it should be a different sound on the horn.
Mm-hmm.
How about not using the damn thing and waiting for the people to go through? Have patience.
Sometimes they need to be reminded that they're in a motor vehicle. It's time to go.
Key's a bad driver. Could we take some calls? Because I like when Di can interact with our callers.
Caleb in Phoenix, you're on KJM with Diana Russini.
Oh, good morning, guys. Good morning. Good
morning.
Caleb.
So I just want to say, have you guys been to Phoenix? Because I'm originally from California, and I feel like everything that you're complaining about for L.A. is like, Phoenix is like on steroids. They won't go through the light like until it's turning red, and then everybody else is just stuck there.
It's the worst.
That's why it's always bad traffic and the pileup. But I think one of the hardest positions to be in is when you're actually watching someone taking a selfie or doing something with their phone. I have seen that. I see that a lot.
Taking a selfie in the car at the light.
Yeah, you've never seen that before?
I don't pay attention, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Matt, this is a real thing. Like, legit, like, the duck lips and all that. I've seen it. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, there's some good light in the car. I don't know if you've noticed. Like,
if I see that, not only am I laying down the horn, if I had a James Bond car, there'd be a problem. They'd be launch into attack mode.
I also have patience for people taking photos in their car because of the light situation. I know how hard it is to really capture the essence of your beauty. So if you can get it at a traffic light at 9 a.m., get after it.
Why are we the only ones that know about good light and pictures?
We really didn't bring you in here to be traffic cop. We brought you in here to ask you about the Cowboys.
I know. This is,
all right, let's get after it.
Sorry, guy. That's on me. That's on me.
Do you trust the Cowboys?
I don't. They are the best team in every offseason, right? They talk the talk. They're always discussing how great they're going to be. They're on the same page. The communication's getting better. You know, we've gotten better on defense again. And this is a team that cannot win in the crucial moments. And until they prove me otherwise, it's so hard for me to believe them. This is a team that's been to the playoffs four times in the last 20 years. Four. The Arizona Cardinals have been there five.
Oh.
Right? Think about that. When you take a look at the stats versus other teams and you realize how poor the Dallas Cowboys have been over the years, you think they're good, right? Because we talk about them so much. And you look at their roster and you have to give Jerry Jones so much credit for his drafting. You know, you look at a guy like Parsons, who I'd argue is one of the best football players to play the game over the last two seasons, yet I'm not going to be surprised if they come up short again.
Yeah, every year they keep improving in the offseason, according to everyone. They ought to be the great. They get 17-0 this year.
Key, why are
every year you get better?
Like, are my points on
that? I was looking like that because you said in the last 20 years only four times. I'm sitting there going,
no, you mean four playoff wins?
Wins. Playoff wins.
Wins.
Not wins.
Oh,
so you're not getting the four playoff wins
in the
last 20 years.
And the Cardinals have more wins than them, correct?
Yes, Cardinals had five.
You got to win four times. So, you know, depending on the, you got to win that match to win the Super Bowl. You got to do it in the same season. Mm-hmm. They've done it over 20 years. Take them 20. Give them an honorary Super Bowl already. All right, fine. You get the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl. You have four wins, but it took you 20 years. David in Tennessee has something to say, Diana. David in Tennessee.
Hey, talking about the traffic, man. You guys been to Hawaii? They don't call it the 420 for nothing, man. They take a pause for the cause. 8-lane highway, and I've sat there and ran around my car 3 times before anybody got ready to leave.
Yeah, the 420. Chill. That's what they should call every freeway in L.A., the 420.
It's chill. Hawaii is chill. You're not in a rush to go nowhere.
There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go.
There's
exactly.
Water everywhere.
What if you have a job?
Everywhere to go.
What if you have a job?
But when you come from the airport, particularly in Honolulu, and you're going through Waikiki and all that, that's the core. The traffic is going to be thick. People
all right, so I have to ask this because, Di, now that you have two kids, and I'm a parent as well, and Key and Max have already been parents for a while. Do you find yourself taking a long way home after work sometimes? Or just sitting in the driveway by yourself for a minute? Like, my wife's like, you've been sitting in the driveway for 20 minutes. I'm like, I just need a second.
Hey, we need so I'll do it. I'll get it. I hop in the car for a half hour.
Yeah, no, I definitely do that. I think anytime you can just have a little bit of quiet time, that's become so valuable to me. Like even just before I come on this show, I get a few minutes before. I enjoy that now. I think that's what's changed the most. So yeah, I do the driveway sit all the time, and it's perfect because the way my house is set up, usually my husband's home, but at the time I get home, he can't see me in the driveway, so it's great. So there's no texting of like, "Are you home?" He'll usually hit me up like, "How's the traffic?" And I'm like, "Horrendous, horrible. Bumper to bumper. I can't get over the George Washington Bridge. I'm stuck. I'm going to be home in an hour." And then I go grab a cocktail around the corner.
Smart. See, that's the better way to do it. I respect it.
So we ask this all the time, Diana. Don't leave me. What's at stake for? It seems to me Dak has some runway because if McCarthy doesn't get it done, if they let him go. Then Dak has this year, because he's good.
Yeah.
And then the next year also, it's a new coach. You know, he's got to learn the offense. Seems to me like Dak's got another 2 years of runway, but McCarthy already had to push the OC overboard. Does McCarthy have more at stake than Dak right now?
I believe that because they've been pretty transparent that they want to get Dak signed up, right? That's one of the big stories of the summer. We're going to see them get this extension done. They want to get it done because of the cap hit they're going to have to face if they don't get this extension worked out, which, that'll get done. And that just tells you that they're more committed to him than Mike McCarthy. And, you know, McCarthy's preaching this Texas Coast offense. You know, they want it to be a fast-moving offense. They want to make some of these changes. And you're hearing that everyone's on the same page, that they're bought in. But this is Mike McCarthy's last straw, right? I'm taking over the play calling. That's him saying, I've got full control and accountability for this offense. So now your feet are being held to the fire. You're going to have to perform. And also, there's a guy named Dan Quinn on this coaching staff who every single year we are talking about him waiting in the wings. When are they just going to pull the trigger here and make him the head coach?
Didn't do a Super Bowl as a head coach.
And these, you know, we've talked about this many times on the show about how much this Dallas Cowboys team responds to him so well. Players I always talk to on the field, in the locker room about Dan Quinn of, you know, they gush over this guy, and that doesn't happen all the time. And I'm not saying I don't hear it about Mike McCarthy. I've heard tons of great things about him as well. But there's a different type of loyalty and even just like passion when you hear players talk about a certain type of coach like Dan Quinn. It's I'm running through walls for this guy because he gets me and he gives us so much more back. That being said, we all know being a coordinator in the NFL is very different than being a head coach, and it comes with different responsibilities. And you talk to head coaches who've done it both, and they'll be the first to tell you it is hard to be an NFL head coach. It's a little easier when you're just calling plays and worried about one side of the ball.
Diana Russini, good luck fighting that traffic on the way home today. Later today.
You know what I do
I
now?
I know it's a lot of traffic, bumper to bumper.
Last week, by the way, three and a half hours from the South Street Seaport back to New Jersey.
Four hours, Diana. Hey, Diana.
I smile the whole time.
Hey, Diana, 4 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
four hours.
Four and a half hours.
Yeah. Horrendous.
4.5 hours. Am I right? In case someone's listening, is it 4.5 hours or three? It is four and a half, isn't it?
Yeah. There it is.
Has your favorite quarterback hit his ceiling, KJM?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Real or not real? KJAM's presented by Progressive Insurance. Nuno, why don't you do the honors?
All right, guys, we're going to play real or not real QBs who have hit their ceiling. And Key, we'll start with Dak Prescott. Real or not real, hit his ceiling.
Does this mean getting like to a Super Bowl or what?
Hit his ceiling as a talent.
Okay.
Has he maxed out?
Yeah,
has he peaked?
There you go.
I would say real.
I got you.
I would say Dak Prescott hit the ceiling as a talent. I don't think he could go further. He could clean some stuff up to be a better quarterback, but I don't think in terms of talent he is what he is. You're not going to all of a sudden see Dak Prescott throw for 5,000 and run for 1,500.
I don't think he's peaked out yet. I think this has been such a run-dominant offense. I think now not having Ezekiel Elliott, I think Tony Pollard opens up things for it to burst a little bit more. Having Brandon Cooks, I think, as additional wide receiver to a guy like CeeDee Lamb, I think you're going to see them open it up a little bit more for Dak this season.
I agree. I don't think he's hit his peak because he can do a lot of things well. And to me, Key, this is the point where if he starts to refine certain things and has the right pieces around him, he can start winning in the playoffs like he's never done before. Mm-hmm. The type of dude that you or Bill Parcells would say, now he's putting it all together, even if the numbers don't go through the roof.
But see, that's why I asked. That's not reaching your peak, cleaning up things. He needs to clean up stuff, which will make him a better quarterback. When you, to me, your ceiling is not your team, your style. Where you say to yourself, for Lamar Jackson, for instance, has he reached his ceiling?
No.
No, he has not.
I see what you're saying.
Because he's going to be a much better passer than he is a runner here in the near future.
Decision-making with the game on the line, stuff like that, you don't think there's still room for Dak to grow?
Yeah, but I don't factor that. That's why I asked that.
I figured you would factor that.
That's part of the ceiling, though. See, the ceiling is the roof.
Let's factor that.
What are you talking about, Michael?
All right, anyway, who else?
Way to veer to the right, Jay. All right, real or not real, Russell Wilson has reached his ceiling, Key.
See, here it is again. Yes, he has. But Sean Payton's there now. Russell Wilson's all of a sudden not going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's just going to be a cleaner Russell Wilson from a year ago. He's going to be more Russell Wilson early stages Seattle. They're going to run the football. They're going to play defense. And here and there, he's going to have opportunity to take shots. He's in a West Coast system that we saw Drew Brees in. Dink and dunk, take care of the football. So, therefore, he has reached his ceiling as a talent.
Yeah, I believe Russell has reached his ceiling. He's peaked out. I think now you're just trying to find that Russell Wilson that was that Super Bowl champion where there was that great balance of run and throw with the defense.
Yeah, he's reached his ceiling in the sense that he'll never be better than he's already been.
Yes.
But, like Clayton Kershaw we were talking about, like those pitchers, sometimes starting pitchers lose their stuff and then reinvent themselves. And
yes.
So
yes.
I think he'll go up, but he's never going to be better than his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Derek Carr, Key, real or not real, he's reached his ceiling.
Such a tough one.
I don't believe that he's reached his ceiling. And the reason I say this is because I think he's with a better team now than he's probably been with in a very long time in Las Vegas or Oakland. That's just my belief. I think you'll see him do some things that will make people go, wow. I think he'll have a best receiving core that he's ever had in his career if they all stay healthy. Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Chris Olave and company. And he's just on a better team. And he really has a fighting chance based on the division. So I think you'll see a different Carr.
I agree with you, Key. Yeah, I think there's a lot of upside for him right now.
Yes.
And
if not,
as much as Key's talking about him. Everybody else kind of underrates it because of the division and because of watching Tampa come out of there last year with 8 wins. All right, so I think when you look at it, there's a lot of upside for Derek.
I think he's reached his ceiling in the same sense that I don't think he'll be better than he's ever been, but I do think he could be in a better situation.
Game, touchdowns thrown, like, because couldn't you say that ceiling is part of like Super Bowl runs?
I don't see him like making. I don't see that on the Saints. I don't have the same opinion of the Saints that he does. No. I don't see.
Yeah,
the
I think they can make a run.
I don't know what you. I don't know what you.
I think they can
at.
Make a run.
I don't know what you're looking at.
I think
when
they're
you
okay.
The
I think the Saints are kind of a standard issue NFL team right now. I think they're like middle of the pack.
They were injured all
and
last
on,
year,
in a weak division, but middle of the pack.
They were injured last year. Even, if you give Baltimore feel, credit, you have to give the Saints credit for
the
them.
The dudes
being
went through four quarterbacks last year. Max.
Baltimore was injured up and down all over the place, and as I said, had a fourth quarter lead in every game they played in. That wasn't the Saints.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the Saints.
I mean, that Lamar played in, I should say, yeah.
Yeah, but Lamar, nobody's confusing Lamar and Derek Carr. It's a different team, different situations, different conferences, all of those things. My whole point is that, like Jay said, the team was riddled with injuries everywhere.
But let me see Kamara get and stay on the field. That's let me true. See your nephew. Got, let me see about, your nephew stay on the field.
Based you. On projections and the way you project, as of today, as we stand, they're all on the field.
Yeah, but recent history suggests they won't all be on the field.
That, huh?
You finding those specifics to work with?
Yes,
I
gotta slow him down.
You gotta bring him back to the baseline.
You gotta
come back to the baseline.
Max is like a 2-year-old. You gotta sometimes just re-educate him.
I think it's fair to say, like, hey, the Clippers. If the Clippers can stay, they don't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Yeah. But as it stands today, they are healthy.
Are you calling the Saints the new Clippers of the NFL?
No, I think the Clippers are more talented. Actually, to tell you the truth, I think the Clippers most talented team in the game.
All right, yep. Real or not real, Kyler Murray has reached his ceiling, Key.
Mm.
Oof, that'd be brutal.
Mighty Mouse.
I think it's real. I think it is real. First of all, I don't know what he's going to be coming back off an ACL. That was one of his strengths, his ability to escape the pocket and not get himself put in harm's way. I don't know what that means. I know a lot of people say surgeries are different now, come back faster, all those sort of things. I don't know. I got to see it. He's in a different system. He was drafted specifically for Cliff Kingsbury in the air raid.
Boom.
I don't believe that that's what they're going to be doing in Arizona when he comes back.
I don't think Jonathan Gannon's going to be doing that either. I think this style is going to change. Yeah. I think Kingsbury allowed him to open it up, Key. Like, he allowed him just to go be a smaller Lamar Jackson, but I don't think, considering his durability and the injuries, that's not the style that's going to be conducive to him having a long tenure in the
this
league.
This is such an interesting one to me. So I hear what you're saying. Theoretically, he hasn't reached the ceiling, but that's not what we're being asked. We're being asked if realistically he has. And you think, well, it's a maturity issue. He'll get older and more mature. I don't know if there's enough time, especially Key brings up the ACL. I'm going to say, yeah, man, yeah. He's never going to be better than he's already been, which is sad because he had real potential, I thought.
All right, last one. I'm going off the board here. Real or not real, Key in a Prius was able to chase down Justin Bieber in a Ferrari.
Real?
What?
You guys That's are, real. It happened.
You guys are...
Well, he didn't chase him down in a Prius.
Boring.
No, he was in a Prius. He was drove his... Jay, he
Justin
drove,
Bieber was driving too fast through a residential neighborhood. Did he give you the hand? Hey, did he give you the hand? My bad.
Apparently not.
That is not my neighborhood, first
of all. That's footage of you chasing Justin Bieber.
No, I love how Key is like, wait, I love how out of everything with the video, Key said, that is not my neighborhood.
That is not
That is definitely not my neighborhood. I don't live there.
Yeah.
But it is your car.
Yeah, but that's one of the older Priuses. That was one of my first.
When everyone had a Prius. There's a big status symbol in L.A. Yeah. At one point. You had to have a Prius.
Oh, God.
And Jay, in the TMZ article, it says, it does say, like, yes, he caught him in a Prius. So,
make sure great advertising Prius for Prius back then.
Make sure that you have Prius in that article there.
Yeah, no, the new Prius is hot. The new one, the mm-hmm. one right now for 23 or 24.
Is it 24?
It's probably a 24.
25?
Yeah, 24.
You going to get one, Key? You got a nephew or a niece you're going to get one
no,
for.
No, I'm thinking of getting myself one and getting out my Tesla 3.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see You'll see him driving
Not
a 40 in
that.
A 50.
Oh, yep. Nip, yep. I'm with you.
He'll be going 30 in the 50. Key in the Prius.
Bill Barnwell, meantime, guys, has ranked every team. And number one has Key fired up.
That was ugly Prius.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Didn't look right.
ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So which team has the best skills position players, defined as wide receiver, running back, tight end, weapons, offensive weapons, supporting cast, right? Bill Barnwell ranked all the teams' wide receiver, running back, tight end tandems, combinations, and came up with this ranking. At number five, the Los Angeles Chargers. I think has the fifth best wide receiver running back tight end rooms combined. At number four, the Seattle Seahawks. At number three, the Philadelphia Eagles. At number two, the Cincinnati Bengals. And at number one, the San Francisco 49ers. Key 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The Vikings, Cowboys, Dolphins, Jaguars, Raiders, and Browns. And apparently, you are not happy with who's sitting at number one. Why not?
Well, look, they run the football extremely well, and Christian McCaffrey is dynamic.
Niners.
But when I look at the perimeter, I don't count Deebo Samuel as a pure wide receiver. He has some good numbers at the receiver position, but they're getting him all sorts of different ways, you know, getting him the football. Then I look at Ayuk. I'm like, he's okay.
He's a nice receiver.
He's okay. So I don't know how that's better than the better than the Browns. How's that better than Amari Cooper, Kareem Hunt, and the tight end, and
a little more explosive,
and Nick Chubb.
Well, here's the thing, Jay.
So I'm looking at that, but I'm saying you got Cleveland at 12.
Well, here's the thing. I would say this, and I forgot who put it this way, but it's stuck in my head because it's clearly true. They have the best wide receiver who's also a running back, the Niners do, and they have the best running back who's also a wide receiver. They got both. They have the two hybrid, like Deebo and McCaffrey.
Really, but let's not confuse what McCaffrey does at the receiver position. He's not lining up and really running routes. He's catching swing passes, screens, check downs.
But he's catching them.
Of course, but if in this day and age at the running back position, multiple running backs can do those same things.
But this dude
you say receiving, there's a disrespect.
Kittle?
Well, the tight end position, tight end, Kittle's good. Kittle's good. But for them to be number one, I look at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincy should be one.
Cincy is my one also.
And I look at Joe Mixon and all the receivers, and that room is strong.
They got a tight end.
And then I look at,
Philly
for instance,
would be number two for me.
Philadelphia is I think when Miles Sanders is gone, even though Rashad Penny is there and Swift is there now, They're pretty strong at the running back position.
Dolphins maybe too.
The Dolphins, but they lose Gesicki.
Yeah.
So they taking Waddle. They got Waddle and Hill, which is a lot to deal with.
A lot.
And it's a running back by committee to some degree.
They get Dalvin Cook. I think that would be more legitimizing.
The Chargers have the strongest out of all for me to be a case at number one.
Agreed.
Because Austin Eckler and all the trees, and they just drafted Johnston from TCU. And we know Mike Williams. We know Keenan Allen. There's Palmer at the other receiver position. Everett at the tight end. They have a big gripe that they could be number one, for sure. Seattle, on the other hand, we know their running backs is dominant. You look at the receivers in Lockett and Metcalf. They just took Jackson. I must see if I could get his name right because I told him I'm going to always screw it up. Jackson Smith.
In Jigba.
Because I was getting very glad you said it. I was going to say something else and I'll just start trending. You look at that strength there, they have a case for number one, which I think they're stronger to me than the 49ers at one.
I think that we agree the Bengals should be one, Jay.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals have a case.
And also, I know it's
but
not.
But I would say the Chargers in Seattle has a stronger case than the Bengals at one.
I know we're just counting the one wide receivers, running backs, and all that, but it's the most interdependent sport, football. Like, who's throwing them the ball? You got Joe Burrow getting these dudes the ball, yeah, man. It makes a difference.
But if you really want to gripe even more, Jacksonville, okay? When you have Travis Etienne, you got all the receivers and Zay Jones, and you add Calvin Ridley. But prior to Calvin Ridley getting into trouble, he was a 1,000-plus yard receiver.
Yeah. He just took a year off.
I won't even call it trouble. I'm going to say.
No, he got suspended for a year over
doing nothing.
That's what I said. I don't even want to call
it
trouble.
He was made an example of, basically, because of
gambling. So when you talk
rules.
About Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, and now at Calvin Ridley, and you got Travis Etienne, how could that not be strong?
See, I think you sleep on the Niners a little bit for this reason. You are looking as a receiver for certain things you want to see athletically from guys. Or can they play on the outside? Can they do these different things?
Yeah, that's what a receiver is.
But they've done it different. Like Shanahan and the things he's using, as I said, he has two guys as a running back. McCaffrey is the best running back who also catches, and Debo is the best catcher who also runs.
Elijah Mitchell ain't.
Peanuts either.
But why do you think it took the 49ers so long to clarify exactly Debo's position?
Because he's versatile.
They don't identify him like that. Yeah, and so, therefore,
they don't have a Tyreek Hill.
I can't.
But that's in their system, though. It doesn't mean he wouldn't be identified that way on other teams. I think his value would be extremely
high for
other teams, right? But it lets you know, a guy like Brock Purdy, you can insert him in with all these different utility pieces, and that's the reason why you still hit the ground running.
Key, they were getting busy with Brock Purdy.
They're calling it a receiver. You can't call it a receiver, Jay. It's just like in basketball. It's positionless, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to say.
But like,
this, so call it what you want.
Yeah. So
call
you're not going to determine it to be valuable, though?
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about how he's clarifying.
I'm saying is when he really says wide receiver, running back, tight end, another way to look at that is offensive weapons, right?
We're calling offensive weapons then.
So Debo and McCaffrey automatically put you high up. And then if you like Ayuk, Kittle can still play. Like, that's a lot.
They have a lot. But the others are stronger to me.
Okay, I think that's fair.
By the way,
to me too, and I think to you also, right? Like, where would you have the Niners?
Three.
I'd probably have them five, something like that.
Three.
I like what the Dolphins have. I like what the Bengals have. I'll never give the Eagles credit because I hate them. Is James Harden the type of player you want in your locker room, surrounded by young players? Right.
He's in Philly. You brought this up.
What's that?
He's in Philly. You going to give him credit?
Somehow it's different with the Eagles. Because they're good, you know. If the Sixers were dominating, now I would hate them.
They've had 450 win seasons.
Well, you have to understand. Growing up as a Knicks fan, since when I was a little kid,
now
they were never any
fan.
Good.
Which one is
when,
it?
I'm saying when I was the Six. Sometimes I'd root for the Sixers because at least it's an East Coast team.
What?
Yeah, because I couldn't root for the Celtics and the Knicks were terrible when I was
a little kid.
Root
for anybody.
Like Rory Sparrow was the best player on the team. Dr. J and Moses Malone. Don't worry about me. I'll make up my own rules.
And rooting.
Is James Harden the guy you want to bring in if you're the Rockets? 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776 KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.